We are in Simin Shin Chav Ches Sif Chav Tes. We'll be doing from Chav Tes through Lamed Dalet. Misha Nokfa Yodo or Raglo, someone who has a maka on his hand or on his leg, Som Sobiyayin, he's allowed to shrink it, it's swelled up. He could shrink it in wine, Kedei Lahamed Adam, to prevent it from swelling. Avalo Bechometz, or this is Lahamed Adam, where he wants to freeze it, so to speak, to keep it from bleeding more. Avalo Bechometz, but he cannot use vinegar. Bibnei Shu Chazok V'yeshba Mishum Rafu, because it's very strong and it actually heals. V'imu Mu'uneg Afayayin Lokma Chometz V'asur, if he's very sensitive, and the wine will all, his skin is very sensitive, and the wine will also be a Rafu, then it's Asur. Sivlamid, Misha Nishmet Operek Yodo Raglo Mimkomo. Someone where a bone in his arm or leg got moved out of place. Lo Yishav Shefenu Harbe Bitzonin. So you do not go ahead and massage it with cold water. Shezer Rafu also, because that's a Rafua. Ela Rochis Kedarko Nisrapa Nisrapa. You're allowed to put cold water on it, even though, and you're doing that to wash, even though there are times that that will cause it to go back into place. Siflamet Aleph, Tziporin Shapirsha, a nail that came off. The Tzitzin, Shem Kimritsuas Dakis, Shapirsha Ma'ore Etzba Sviva Tziporin, and you've got these little strings. In Pirshu Ruban Klape Mala, if the majority of them towards the top, we'll see what that means, are off. Umetzaris Oso, Lasirim Biyad Mutter, Bechli Patra Avalasa. So if you have these little strings that are left there, pirshu ruban, the halach is if you do it by hand, it's an isid rabbanon, and if you do it bekli, there's a chiyav chatos. Lo pirshu ruban, what happens if the majority did not come off? Pirish, dainu klape aguf, and lo pirshu ruban, biyat potra avalaser, bekli chayav chatos. Pirish rashi, klape mala, klape roshe etzba osaf. Rabbeinu tam pirish, dainu klape aguf, v'tzorach lochosh v'shnei apirushim. We don't really know which side it is, so we cannot be matir either one of them. So la halacha, this doesn't really make that much of a difference. Lamed beis, hachoshish v'shinov. Someone's got a toothache. So this is a toothache that's not too terrible. So he's not a chola. The lo yigma b'hem chometz v'yiflot. He's not allowed to put vinegar in his mouth and then spit it out. Avo megameo o bolea o metabo bo kedarko. You're allowed to swallow a little bit of vinegar at a time or dip your bread into it. So it shouldn't look like refu. You don't fill it up with oil. You cannot fill your mouth up with oil, but you're allowed to drink oil slowly, and if you get a refuah, then it's mutter. Here we're talking about a mechush bialma. That means he has a toothache, but it's nothing terrible. He's still functional. And you're allowed to use whiskey also, but you cannot soak the tooth in it. But what you could do is drink some and swallow it very slowly. In a place where no one drinks oil, there would be no heter of drinking the oil that we just saw before. Sif Lamed Gimel. Goneach. Someone who's sighing a lot from his heart. And the refuah for that is that he gets fresh milk from the cow. Mutter leinek chelev me'abehema demokom tzara lo gozu rabbonan. He's allowed to suck the milk out of the cow on Shabbos because b'mokom tsar, chazal were not gozer. This is a shinui, it's not normal. Chazal were matirit b'mokom tsar. V'yashomim shimein lo el tsar shel rov also linak mibehima b'Shabbos. Some say that if it's only that he's hungry, then they were not matir. It's got to be the tsar of some kind of mechush. Now, why would they matir this? There's a Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Yontif that says that this is a shinui gomer. Because this is a shinui in a daraisa, which should not be mutter for chol l'shem bol sakana. The teretz is they were matirit for chol l'shem bol sakana, because it's a shinui gomer. Lamedal lo seikel isha cholav midadel l'toch hakos o l'toch hakedera v'tonik es b'no. A woman who has to express some milk should not do that into a cup or into a pot where it's going to be used. What she has to do is make sure that she's expressing milk in a way that she gets rid of it. Now, what we're talking about is that the child doesn't need this milk bedafka on Shabbos, so she's not allowed to express it for him. She has to build up her milk supply or say she has an infection, she's engorged, she's in pain. Bahalachi is that she would have to express the milk into a container that contains something like dishwashing soap so that it'll be holach li'ibud and she will not be over the malacha of mafarik.